Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Well, let's welcome Mark to the show. How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Do you mind if I ask a quick question before we get started?
Sure. We got a few minutes. What's going on?
Okay, so let's say, like, I don't know, you said this goes well, and I, I win a second date.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm out of luck for the minute to win it? Like, do I have to take, do I have to get in some prize dungeon or something?
Oh, yes.
Do I have to get, like, a timeout?
Oh, look at you already counting your chickens, I see. Should we worry about this?
I wouldn't. Oh, we haven't yet had someone with that kind of back-to-back win, but I guess anything's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't want to jeopardize my chances, for the cash. That's all.
Who would?
Well, I'm just being honest. Yeah, I'm kind of known for being like a trivia master of sorts.
Are you now? Okay.
Yeah, totally. So if I was to get the call, just know I'm ready, right? And I'm willing to, like, relieve you guys of any, I'll just relieve you guys of that $1,000. Well, you know what I mean?
We love the confidence. So out of those two brass rings, the one being, the first win in minute to win it for that $1,000, and the other being getting Samantha to agree to a second date, which one do you think you stand a better chance at today?
Didn't you hear me like 2 seconds ago, man? The trivia. I live for that stuff.
So you really are a trivia master. 10 questions, 60 seconds. That's nothing. That's nothing to you.
Well, yeah, less of a problem than trying to figure out Samantha. My God, that's for sure. But I live for it. Hell, our second date was trivia. Like, not surprisingly, I completely crushed it. It was awesome. And we had a great night.
Did you crush it because you got to show off your dominance, or did you crush it because you're both this excited about, like, an in-bar game show? Like, what are we talking about?
Well, I can tell you that I actually did dominate. It was a pretty impressive, fantastic showing, if I don't say so myself. But yeah, that being said, I think to answer your question, I think she was into it. It's just one of those activities where it's hard to have a bad time doing trivia. Even if you're just there, it's in the background. It kind of, people like me especially, it'll draw you in. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like, even when you're not involved, like, you want to be involved. I think there's something to that for sure.
I mean, you can go to some of these that are super specific and you're not prepared. It can get a little bit weird. Didn't you do Harry Potter trivia for a while? Weren't you, like, the worst team there?
Hey,
like, that's a completely different vibe.
We were pretty good. I did not know they'd come in knowing all the individual spells, okay?
Of course they would. It's Harry. All right, anyway. So did you know each other going in?
Yeah, it was an online match. We had some conversations here and then by text and what have you. But, this was like the first, like, meetup. You know what I mean?
Do you think you scared her a little? I mean, you seem like the type that maybe you're not all that fun to be around if you lose.
Mm,
just a lot of passion for the activity.
Maybe you came across as really nerdy, like you're really into
No, I don't think it's anything like that. She's having a few beers. She was answering some questions
herself.
Okay,
so she was actively participating.
Okay.
It's a good sign.
Yeah. Okay, besides trivia, how did things go? Did you hit some more bars after, straight home? Like, did she ever try to, like, sneak out the back and run away?
No, man. We stayed there. We closed the place down. We didn't really need to go anywhere else. They have really cool beer selection there. It's awesome.
All right.
So we're just sampling beers from all over the country or world for that matter. We were a bit, a little tipsy by the time I wrapped up and everything. Okay. I just suggested that we split an Uber. She decided to come back to my place so we could sample each other.
Well, God, is there a less creepy? I get what you're saying, man, but, like, come on.
What I mean,
No, we get it.
No, I just don't. Anyway, I think we've gotten all the basics out of the way. But as this is Second Date Update, I really enjoy the chance to let you theorize a little bit, just speculate as to why she isn't calling you back. What do you think's going on?
Look, I don't know. Honestly, I mean, from my perspective, I think today went fine. It went well. I'm okay if she's not ready for a relationship right now. We don't need to label it or anything, whatever. I'm just down to keep it casual. I just want to see her again, at some point and go for ding ding round two. Okay.
So you don't care what this could be. You just want to for sure see her again.
Right.
word.
Okay. Well, let's call Samantha. Let's see if we can turn this into a second date. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Mark is a trivia master.
Trivia master.
Loves him some trivia. And I'm thinking we'll hear him on Minute to Win It coming up sometime soon.
I hope so.
But before he gets that W, can he snag another date with Samantha? I think he's too intense. I think maybe he went a little overboard on trivia.
Yeah, like I think, look.
Which is hard for me to say because I myself am hyper competitive.
Look, sometimes it's a bad look. That's it.
It's not for everybody.
That's easy to fix, though.
But we want to get Samantha on the phone and find out for sure. Hey, is this Samantha?
Yeah, it's out. Sorry, who is this?
Are you okay?
What happened?
Everything's fine. I'm having some trouble talking on the phone right now.
Is this a bad time to talk?
Oh, no, I'm an idiot. I actually wouldn't have even answered, but I thought I recognized this number. I banged my phone on the side of my chin and it hurts like a... Anyway, who is this again? What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, sorry. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. I'd ask how you're doing, but I guess we sort of know. Well. Yeah.
wait, what? Why are you guys calling me?
So we like to reach out to people around this time every morning to offer this really cool prize package we have. So it would be for a second date, but it would be like your perfect second date. So we'll pay for everything, but you put it together. Anything you want to do, wherever you'd want to go, could be another round of trivia because we do get to pick the guy.
Oh, no.
Would you go out with Mark again?
No. No chance in hell.
Oh, that's a very strong reaction, huh?
Well, you'd have that reaction, too, if some guy gave you an infection.
Dude.
Samantha.
Oh, my God. We're so sorry.
Oh, believe me, so am I. And, I'm going to be regretting Mark for a while, according to, this medication. I've already been to the doctor, and, you know, they've told me that this is the worst case they've ever seen.
Oh, no.
Again, like, Samantha,
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, we hate that we're making you relive this right now. Good night.
Yeah. Yeah, go figure. I mean, you always hear that anything can happen, right? You try to be safe. You take all these precautions. But, you know, you just never expect to get a staph infection on your face from a guy's disgusting beard.
Wait, hold, what?
What a relief. Like, literally almost had a heart attack over here.
Just you?
Is that him?
Regrettably, yes. I gotta say, I'm also on the very relieved train right now at this whole thing. Yes, he's been on the line the entire time.
Like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about? Did you say his beard gave you staph?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I don't know how long it's been since he bothered cleaning that thing, but I'm gonna guess that he doesn't shower regularly or something. There's a whole medical team that'll tell you that he's just a walking Petri dish.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe any of this is true. None of it. Of course I shower. Sounds like a hell of a coincidence is all, right? You ever heard of a beard infection? I mean, come on.
Beard rash. I've heard of beard rash.
Yeah, that's different, though.
Oh, yeah, because the two people on the radio are clearly medical experts. I mean, we hooked up and we made out all night, and all the while I was rubbing my face all over that rat trap, and then all of a sudden I wake up one morning with a gooey face.
Gooey face!
I'm on antibiotics. I don't want to leave my
You can get staph. You can get staph from anything. Don't you think, like, if beards gave you staph, you hear about this all the time, right? It's pretty popular, right? Beards? It's ridiculous.
I don't know what to say, but
ridiculous.
Okay. All right. Mark, really, just to make sure we're clear. It's not that you don't believe she has staph. You just don't think there's any way possible it came from your beard touching her face.
My beard or any other part of me? I think this chick is just looking for someone to blame. It's complete BS. It's totally unfair.
What's unfair is that you've got hygiene problems, and now I'm paying the price. Lose my number, but expect a Venmo request real soon, buddy.
Okay, so it's obviously a no. Guys, thank you for being on the show. Samantha, best of luck in your recovery.
Godspeed. Yeah. Sounds painful.
Sounds awful.
My kid just said staff.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank you all so much for being on the show today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.